This new season calls for new ideas, and in this season of new ideas, or previous ideas that just have yet to come to life in the fullness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those ideas to come to life and for them to be implemented. So, I was reflecting on some things, and there's some ideas that I have, and I was kind of planning it out. Say, hey, if I were to do this event at this location, where I'm at, in my hometown, and then it was just something in me just like, no, that's not, this is not, no. And so let's dig deeper. What is that? It's like, Allah, do you want me to plant this seed here where I'm at, or do you have somewhere else for me that's better situated for what it is I want to do? So it can be really, really received well and be very successful. Where do you want this to take place? Because I know you want it to take place. You put it on my heart. You put the idea, you put the inspiration in my heart and in my mind and in my soul. So it's there. But the when and the where, when do you want this to take place? It may not be taking place in 2024. It may be taking place in 2025. It may be taking place in 2026. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's some things that may be taking place in 2024. But again, the when and the where. Do you want this to take place where I'm located? I'm located in my hometown. I'm located in my home city. And I know certain things will definitely resonate in my hometown, in my home city. But these other things that I want to do, and I was thinking about earlier, and I was like, okay, I want to implement this here and now, and let's go. But there was something in me. It was just like, no. No, 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 no. And listen to it. It's like, no. And then you have to ask your Lord, where do you want this to be a success? Where do you want this to be a success? I'm already here for the mission. I'm already here for the work. I'm already here to implement the idea, plant the seed, water it, etc., etc., etc. I'm here for it. I accept that beautiful opportunity and challenge for growth and impact. I'm here for it, inshallah. But where do you want it to be a success? Where do you want that idea to come to fruition? And who do you choose to be a part of my team to make that happen? People who want to work with you, who want to communicate well, who want to be a part of this journey, who value this work as you value this work, who take it seriously the way you take it seriously. Where do you want this to happen? Not just for me, but to be in alignment with your will. Because moving too soon, moving in haste, haste makes waste. And you want the maximum benefits and blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for that effort, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for you and everybody that's attached to that effort. You want to embrace that beautiful challenge on the highest level that you can embrace it. And the environment matters. So if I'm not meant to implement certain ideas in my hometown. Okay. All right. Respect that. That doesn't mean don't plan it. That doesn't mean don't have your imagination. That doesn't mean don't write it down. That doesn't mean don't get excited. Please get excited. But it also means wait. Be patient with yourself and the work that you're going to be doing for the rest of your life, God willing. This is work that you do for the rest of your life. This is not, oh, seasonal. No, this is your life's work. Serving God in the ways in which God designed you to serve Him. You know, that takes, you know, the duration of your lifetime. So inshallah, we're going to get excited. Write those ideas down. Let your imagination do what it needs to do. Ask Allah for guidance. Go back and forth and ask your Lord. Enjoy that quality time with your Lord when you're getting clarity on a certain idea, how to implement it in the strategy, because He gives amazing strategy. He'll place it on your heart. He'll place it right in front of you. He'll place it in your dreams. He'll place it in a way that you know how to break it down because you understand the way that your Lord communicates to you through His creation. So this is a transition season. And one thing about a transition season is not meant to be miserable. Certain ideas have not come to fruition. Certain financial stability and abundance have not come to fruition. Certain things that you prayed for has not come to fruition, but that does not mean that's an invitation to be miserable. No, we're still grateful for everything that we have, and we have a lot to be grateful for. We have a lot to thank God for. We have a lot to thank Allah for. And putting those things in perspective, that's important. Putting those things in the proper perspective can keep you from getting down in times when things, you know, aren't going as smooth as you would love them to go. Allah is still with us. Again, this is a transition season. You're transitioning from one thing to the next. Me being on this podcast is a part of that transition for me. Getting into the flow of doing this on a regular basis. There could have been one time you were doing this on a regular basis, and for whatever reason or more reasons or whatever, getting away from that, coming back to this, inshallah. Putting in the work and knowing that whoever Allah wants to bless from this work, whoever God wants to be connected to this work, whoever God wants to resonate with this work, all praise goes to Allah. But it's also our job, as we're doing this work, to strive to find enjoyment, even in this type of season when there's a lot of things that just need to be reprioritized, shifted around, changes that you need to make within yourself and your work and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot going on. But it's a lot good. A lot of good that is taking place that we can't ignore. So that in itself is an invitation to be grateful and to keep your beautiful spirit irregardless of all the things that are taking place around us. irregardless of all the changes within ourselves, irregardless of us striving to get into our workflow or to establish a workflow that fits us. In the priorities that we already have in our life. And just knowing, okay, Allah wants this for me. And when I say that Allah wants this for me, like the ideas that you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely wants to see those things come into fruition. And He has His hands on these plans. But we also have to be obedient as to when and where. And if where you're located is not the place, respect that. Know that and respect that. Continue to write it down. Continue to elaborate on it. Continue to use your imagination. And continue to respect Allah's guidance and follow Allah's guidance. And hold it off. Hold that idea off until 2025, if it's meant to come to fruition in 2025, or 2026, if that idea is meant to come to fruition in 2026. Because we're moving in our time zone in 2024.